his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom. What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I don't know about you all, but I've been struggling all day with how to talk about the debate. But before we get to that, some good news. Brewers are playing the Cubs tonight. That should be a fun game. Should be a fun game. A little drizzly outside, but it's Friday. Brewers on a winning streak. They're up, I think, like 10.5 games on the Cubs. That's just all good stuff. So, if nothing else, we have our national pastime, Calvin. Thank goodness, and thank you, by the way, for stepping in. Brian's got a little off day today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here. And the nice thing about the Brewers is they play in a retractable roof, so the rain won't impact that.
Yep. So if you got your tickets, you can still be heading down to AmFam Field. Of course, we got Summerfest this weekend. Lots of fun stuff to do because Milwaukee is a great city on a great lake. let's just start with the debate. How bad was it? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have lots of thoughts. We're also going to be joined by Charles Franklin at 3 p.m. Charles Franklin, of course, is Marquette's Cracker Jack pollster. They just dropped a poll this week. Basically, Biden and Trump in a dead heat. Now, of course, that was all before the debate last night. I'll be very curious to hear what Charles thinks of the debate. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My first reaction to it was, I'm furious. Just furious. I'm furious at President Biden, but I'm more furious at all of his advisors and handlers. He was clearly overprepped. The man was exhausted. Apparently, he was sick. If you had any inkling that that was going to go like that, you don't let it happen. By the way, June is an extraordinarily early time for a debate. And there's going to be another one. I believe it's in September. Will you double check that for me, Calvin? I think the second debate is scheduled for September. So it was early for the debate. Like, this was just not necessary. Very, very frustrated. In fact, I would call myself furious. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, what do you think?
Let's put it this way. I'm embarrassed as an American citizen for the entire thing. The entire event last night was embarrassing. I don't think there was a single thing I heard Trump say that was true.
Yep.
I don't think that I think the moderators were completely useless. They didn't add anything to the operation. They asked a question and then they shut up. There was no attempt to fact check. There was no attempt to correct. There was no attempt to follow up. They sat there like stone-faced questioners is all they were. Unfortunately, I just found out earlier today that I guess Joe has a cold, so that's probably part of the reason why he was so off last night. But you are absolutely correct. That should never have happened. He should never have been on that stage last night. He was completely out of his element. And I think there were many times when I was watching where he couldn't even think what to say because it was such a blatant lie out of that mug, orange man, that it's like, how do I even respond to something that's that moronic?
Yeah,
where I saw Joe a couple times. Like, what the hell do I say?
Yeah, it was one of the First of all, I thought the first question was aggressive. I guess I'll just say that. Biden's answer sucked. There's no other word for it. Pardon my language. It stunk. That's a little kinder. Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. But then there was this moment in those first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes where Trump's sort of doing this stream of consciousness diarrhea of the mouth thing and the balls bouncing from one topic to the other. You can't really, just lying. And Joe Biden looked at him like, what are you even talking about? It was a great visual. And then he just lost it on the response. I mean, it wasn't all bad, but... David from Mequon, what do you think?
Good afternoon. I have to say that was probably the worst debate I've seen of any presidential appearance on any time since I've been alive. It was shocking. He was extremely feeble. I will say this. I think what people fail to recognize, your previous caller kind of missed the boat and how this was set up. The Biden campaign specifically had CNN, you know, they said no audience members, we'll cut mics off.
Yep.
We're not going to have fact checkers. So when, you know, the previous caller is blaming CNN, no, that was not CNN. That was the Biden campaign. That was the rules that they set up for this particular debate.
So what I do know, that part of the rules for the debate was that CNN was not going to fact check live in the debate. That rule was agreed to by both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm going to disagree with you, David. My understanding is that the Biden campaign asked CNN to fact check live and they declined to do so. Debate rules are generally negotiated matters. So I just want to make that distinction. Certainly we can try to check that. David, go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand that a little differently. That being said, at this point, if you're going to have a candidate, and I'm just saying this, I mean, his health is definitely failing. There's no question. I've been watching, you know, other media outlets that are outside of the United States. The Secret Service has been sheltering him as far as like the way he walks when they get him onto the helicopter, because he's got a very stiff gait.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, that was edited. You know, he's had these moments like where Mitch McConnell, same thing with Mitch McConnell. Now,
absolutely.
You know, stepping down from his position because he was freezing.
Yep.
He was literally just like he wasn't there. And that's happened to Biden now multiple times, but it was disregarded as, oh no, that was edited and everything else. That was all in real life time.
Yeah. So thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate you calling and listening. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you think of the debate? My immediate reaction from the first 15 minutes was, boy, these two guys are showing up exactly as their stereotypes. Like, the most cartoonish, reduced base version, the cliche of both of these men was exactly how they showed up, right? Like, Trump, I'll just call him Trump, a just fire hose of lies for 90 minutes. And just also, I think he called, like, everybody thinks we're stupid, he said at one point. That's a new one for campaigns. Like, oh, yes. Tell everyone that their country stinks and that everybody thinks we're stupid. I'm sure that'll get votes. Somehow that plays. I mean, how about, let's take a listen to, let's listen to cut number 4, Calvin, if you don't mind.
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
He's talking about January 6th rioters. What? I've name me someone currently that's in the MAGA cult that has ever cared about criminal defendants this much ever. Ever. Zero. Not Donald Trump. Just ask the Central Park Five. They were just their absolute boiled down caricaturish cliched selves. Fire hose of lies, old feeble guy. Disappointing. Andrew from Detroit, what do you think?
Hey, I was just earlier watching Biden in North Carolina.
Yes.
His rally today. He was on fire today.
Yes, where was that, like, Joe?
What the what? You know, but there in North Carolina, what's he got? A couple of hundred, thousand, 2,000 people? Last night, he just destroyed it. I'm all for Newsom now. I hope they make some decisions over the weekend. We've got to have somebody that can win. Democracy is at stake, and it's too late for Biden. He ruined it last night.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Do we have any of the North Carolina sound yet? I know Calvin's been working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I have a little bit that we can play next.
Cool. We're going to take a couple of quick messages. Everybody, if you're on the line, stay there. Everybody's going to get a crack at it today. What did you think of the debate? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And, of course, I will give you my final word on it as well. That's what they pay me to do. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Calvin B. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm telling these tears go fall away, oh. May the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose, yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom riding. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner. Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm not so happy today. More furious, disappointed. And I'm angry at conservatives. I'm angry at liberals. I'm angry at the political parties. These two guys, huh? Wow. Nobody out there that's better? Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, freaking Oprah Winfrey for crying out loud. Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore. I mean, I said this yesterday. If you have missed my show this week, I was live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison with the Devil's Advocates doing some pre-debate commentary. Thanks to the Devils, all the sponsors, and everybody that came out. We had quite a crowd. I'm so furious with the way that the Democratic Party runs. They don't bring young candidates along. They don't, hey, who's really compelling? Do we have really smart young people that are politically engaged? Hey, let's see if we can have them run, you know, for a school board. You bring people along. Sometimes you tell the person who's missed their moment, it's not your time anymore. But I say all that, and here we are. We got to deal with reality. These are the two candidates. You got a liar and an old guy. Now, I'll save my final word on this because I want to give everybody else a chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to read some texts? We're going to go to the phones. Linda from Middleton, just as I never gave up on the Brewers when they lost a few games, I'm not giving up on Biden. Just the same, he needed rest and was clearly over-prepped. Give him a break. I couldn't agree with you more, Linda. Totally over-prepared. They exhausted the man. Stupid. Ben from Richland Center, Don't wring hands too much. CNN was horrible. In 2 weeks, there's a holiday called Trump Sentencing Day. Everything is under control except for Trump. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the perspective. Yeah. Trump, the 34-time convicted felon, is going to get sentenced in July right before the Republican National Convention. What? Is this actually happening? I don't know. I'm having one of those moments, Kelvin. It's like, wait, what is actually happening here? Liz from Saukville says, I agree, Maggie. President Biden should not have been on the stage if he was sick. I am disappointed by CNN for not calling out Trump's lies. Ben from Richland Center also saying, and he's reminding us of who Senator Fetterman is from Pennsylvania, because Senator Fetterman got it exactly like, chill the F out, Democrats. It's very Fetterman. Jeff from Shorewood. I really wish civic media would stop evangelizing Tommy Thompson. He just came out supporting Trump, and Biden could have been just sitting there singing his ABCs last night, and I'd still vote for him over Trump. I'll get there, Jeff. By the way, I personally have never lauded Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson is to Wisconsin as Reagan is to the United States. Ooh, he's amazing. What are you talking about? That's a whole show for another day. Someone from the 414 saying 15 minutes in, I couldn't watch. I felt bad for Joe. Oh, that's Dennis in West Dallas. Thanks, Dennis. Kurt from Madison. We're getting to your call in just a second. John Hartman from Hubertus. Trump is a felon. He's a rapist. He's insecure about everything that he is. Biden was elected as a fixer-upper president, but he is still a jalopy that cannot compete. The Biden leg blankers need to abandon him and find someone else. John, I would have to say you're probably not alone in those thoughts. Matt from Richland Center, breathe easy, Maggie. One bad debate in the 24-hour news cycle in June. We'll forget about it as fast as sharks or electrocution. Bing, bang, bong. One of Trump's other favorite sayings. Why is no one suggesting Kamala Harris for president? I'm with you, Andrew. Heck yes. Kamala, hello. Can you imagine her on the stage with Trump? Mincemeat she'd make of the man. I mean, even me. I could clean his clock. Angie from Monroe. I only saw it part. Biden looked tired and some of those answers Trump gave. Oh, my goodness. I think Biden was confused on how to answer some of that gibberish. Yes. At one point, Biden actually said, what do I even say to that? It's malarkey. He didn't say malarkey. He's like, I don't know how to respond to all these crazy lies. Cindy from Appleton, what did you think?
Well, I watched 5 minutes of the debate last night, the last 5 minutes. And I thought Joe Biden looked like Jeff formed over. And you know darn well the Republicans are going to take snippets
of
that debate, and they're going to use that sleepy Joe, losing his mind Joe, blah, blah, blah. But he really, I'm sorry, he was an embarrassment last night. And I think I am, as much as you are, upset with the Democrat Party. Why in God's name couldn't they have picked somebody like Gavin Newsom? This old, pale, stale male crap has got to go.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cindy. You want to know why we got two crappy choices for presidents? For president? Because the old boys club is still promoting old boys. The best female woman candidate from the conservative side against the best female candidate from the Democratic Party. Now that's a presidential race worthy of our country. Because you know what women are? Super freaking competent. Because we have to be. We don't get the mediocre pass, right? One of the things that I've said, and if you're not a mediocre middle-aged white guy, this doesn't apply to you. But if you are a middle-aged mediocre white guy, this is for you. I am so sick of mediocre middle-aged white guys failing up. And trust me, I know of what I speak. I was a Wall Street lawyer for many, many years. Kurt from Madison, what did you think?
Well, you beat me to the punch on the old white man comment. I couldn't agree with you more. I've been screaming that for the longest time. Second comment I have is I think Mark Twain was a genius. He summed it up, never have an argument with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. When they announced that there was going to be a debate, my head almost exploded. I thought, why? Why would you have a debate? You could have come up with multitudes of comments of why you weren't going to have a debate. Because he's a nonstop chronic liar. He's a sociopathic, crazy idiot. Yeah. You could have said anything. But to walk out on the stage and literally, you know, roll the dice and think that you're going to get something productive out of someone who's a nut job, this is why Democrats fail.
Kurt nailed it on the head. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. What did you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. I'm Maggie Dawn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next, and then I'll be back.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Brewers Baseball Friday. They're playing the Cubs. First pitch at 7:10. If you live within the listening radius of WRCE, RJN, ISS, or CQM, tune on into your Civic Media affiliate. We'll be hosting the game. You can fritter away a drippy Friday afternoon listening to the crew. Hopefully, beat the crap out of the Cubs. There's one thing that could elevate my mood today, Calvin. It would be a full drubbing of the Cubs. That always again, puts a little smile on my face.
Well, fingers crossed then. They've been playing well, so hopefully they keep it going.
Indeed. From your lips to Shiva's ears. What did you all think of the debate? I will tell you sort of what my bottom line on all this is. But I want to hear from you all first. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. CJ, is this the best we can do for candidates? What do you think? Should we have like two women? Should we just scrap them both and go, let's just find two women? We got the RNC and the DNC. We can still fix this, can't we, CJ? Neither one of these. C, none of the above.
Well, if it was Condoleezza Rice, you'd have me there.
I mean, why not, CJ, right? Like Condoleezza Rice and Michelle Obama. I mean, I'd love to see that.
Well, I'd love to see that debate. I'd pay.
Pay money to go.
For that one.
Heck yes.
Well, here's the thing. It took 2 weeks of prep, and that's what you get. Wow. But you want Kamala to step in, and she's doing a great job on the border. But here's the fact.
Well, the border, listen, CJ, can I just, let's just be clear here. All vice presidents basically get handed the bag of poo. That is the job of the vice president. The vice president doesn't set immigration policy. The vice president doesn't control the border. The vice president is a figurehead, and they're often given the most difficult brief, basically to take the bullets for the president. So, next point. Go ahead.
Well, the president signed all these executive orders, but he refused to in Afghanistan. Why? Because he wanted to celebrate 9/11. But here's a fact check for you.
Truth what are you is, even talking?
I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any this decade, that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Fact is, truth, 13 in Afghanistan, 3 in an outpost in Jordan, 2 Navy SEALs in January.
How many died under Trump's watch? Do you know the stats for Trump? I mean, listen, CJ, I'm not going to defend the incorrect things that Joe Biden said yesterday. Do you defend the lies that Donald Trump told? Is he accountable for any of his complete crap either? Thanks. I'll take the silence as acquiescence. I guess you were gonna say something, CJ.
He listened to his military advisors.
No, he didn't.
Go to zero like he wanted to. He, Millie.
I'm sorry, CJ. Are you honestly trying to say it is your sincerely held good faith belief that Donald Trump respects and listened to his military advisors? Is that why Mark Milley and his former chief of staff have said that the man is unfit to hold the Oval Office?
Did you hear Milley testify that they gave Biden and he listened?
I'm asking you a question about Donald Trump, CJ. I understand you hate Joe Biden. I'm just trying to see if you apply the same standards to Donald Trump that you demand of Joe Biden.
I am. 18 months, he didn't lose anybody in Afghanistan.
For 18 months, his presidency is 4 years, sir. His presidency is 4 freaking years. The man has called those that gave their lives in service of our country losers and asked what was in it for them. Is that acceptable to you, CJ, from an American president?
Biden's never mentioned the
13. Oh, my God. Thanks for calling, CJ, but goodbye. So I'm gonna give you a little taste of part of what my opinion is about this. That complete abrogation of duty that we just heard from CJ, our duty as citizens to call it like we see it from both Democrats and Republicans, to call lies, lies, no matter whose mouth they come out of, is what our duty as citizens is, our shared collective duty. Our republic works better when we don't have one set of rules for our team and a different set of rules for the other team. And my beef, the thing that makes me so boilingly angry, is that remember what all the conservatives said back when Donald Trump, the rapist, fraudster, 34 now convicted times felon. You remember what all the conservatives said back when he was running the first time? Don't worry, he might be a lunatic, but he'll hire really good people. It's all about the team. It'll be fine. I'm sorry, are any of them saying that about Joe Biden? The standards to which they hold Democrats are so sky high, while the crap that will be accepted from the MAGA cult when it comes to their own is an abomination. Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, sycophant, know-nothing sycophant after sycophant, know-nothing sycophant. Personal loyalty mattering more than policy? How dare you? The only thing that Biden could have done yesterday was hurt himself, right? Because the bar for Trump is so low. There is no expectation. He can say and do whatever he wants. He can say the most rude, offensive, untrue things, and CJ won't call him out. It's shameful. Justin from Madison, what do you have to say?
I just want to, you know, keep it pretty positive. Spoiler alert, I'm going to vote for whoever has the D on their name come election time. But I will like to say, I just want to let everybody know that I contacted Mark Pocan's office today. I contacted Tammy Baldwin's office today. I don't think Joe Biden is the candidate that's going to win the election. If he stays the candidate, it would be nice to have a new candidate. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me on that, but I'm just going to back that up with going back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. I'm 49 years old, and of course I voted for
Janet.
Judge Janet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there were a ton of people who aren't 49 years old who voted for Janet Protasiewicz. And the people who got Janet elected were 20-somethings. And I'm just really worried because I don't think the 20-somethings are going to bring the vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And without that, we're not going to win the election.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too. The one comment I'll make on that is shame on people like Ryan Clancy, who are basically saying to young people, it's okay not to vote for Joe Biden. And that's simply offensively wrong, because the basis for that is the Gaza situation. And it's offensively wrong because of this. If you stand for the project of peace and human dignity, then you put your big kids' pants on and realize that the authoritarian Oompa Loompa who wants to light the UN on fire thinks Putin's great and Kim Jong-un needs to be lionized here in the United States. If he were to win, your no vote is a far, far larger moral wrong than whatever moral wrong you would think a vote for Joe Biden might be. Dick from Madison, what did you think?
Your no vote would be a vote for a miserable future. You remember exactly when the media used to do their job? Like Tim Russert, I thought of him last night. If he would have been doing questioning, and there's blood in the water with Trump I'm talking about now, how about this for an opening question? I'll just run it by you, and I'll take your answer off the air. I'd read like he used to.
Yep.
Exactly what he said about Hillary Clinton in 2016, that she's possibly going to be a convicted felon. We can't have that. It would be a constitutional crisis. That said, sir, should you, as a convicted felon, 34 times, step down?
Yeah. I don't, what is this obsession with American media? It's like not call bull bull. Now, I'll just say this from my perspective. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. I know a little bit about even more stuff. And I've thought long and hard about, you know, gee whiz, how am I going to cover the RNC? Am I going to put one of them on the air with me? And here's the reality. It is next to impossible without a team of people to do real-time fact-checking. Like, I can't cram everything that they could possibly lie about into my head, or every quote and cram it into my head, or have cue cards for all of that, because they lie about everything all the time, and the lies just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But with that said, guess who can fact check like that in real time? CNN with 200 staffers. Like, my dream job, Calvin, has always been not just to do what I'm doing today, which is, in fact, my dream job. But the easier version of this would be doing, like, play-by-play for Major League Baseball, right? Because you got a team of researchers, and they just feed you the cool factoids, and you just call a little baseball. My point being is, like, if Major League Baseball can give real-time stats analysis of the most wonky of wonky stats, we can get 200 CNN researchers in a room and do real-time fact-checking for the most important race for Western democracies, the presidency of the United States of America. Joe from Madison, what did you think?
Hey, Maggie. First off, thank you so much for participating last night in the talk before the debate. You were just stunning, and I could follow you around all day and listen to you. I learned so much. Anyway, I wanted to respond to Dave. He really always has some interesting thoughts here, and he was talking about the fact of possible gait changes in the way that Joe Biden walks. And mm-hmm. I think we need to be careful when we do this. It reminds me, not unlike when Hillary fainted when she was running for president. It was the summertime and she fainted and everybody was, oh my God, she's got Parkinson's. Oh my God, she's got a brain tumor. She's yeah. only going to live 6 months. It was a really hot day. She was wearing a bulletproof vest and she fainted. And she was also apparently in the first part of a round of pneumonia, which is enough to make a person lose consciousness that way she did. So, and anyway, I was going to just throw into the mix here in terms of, you can talk all you want about the other sides of Joe Biden's performance, but in terms of his feet, I just wanted to offer this, which is he broke his foot, okay, his right midfoot, which could contribute to a gait abnormality, according to his doctor who wrote this up. And you can look this up at WhiteHouse.gov. So he went over, you know, because sometimes that is a problem with people, their gait is a problem. He's also got osteoarthritis in his spine. Well, so do I. It's really, really common. And the doctor came up and said, look, we did a neurological test looking for stroke or MS or Parkinson's. None of that was there. Instead, it looks like it is a problem of, this break that he had in his foot.
Yep. The reality is he just gave them all the talking points and all the sound and all the clips they need. The gate is now secondary. Y'all stay on the lines. We'll keep talking about it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Calvin B. in the booth. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real short break. We'll be right back.
You just lost one. You lost you one. You just lost one. It's so you done. Just lost one. You just lost one. You just lost one. What's up?
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking presidential debate today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we'll go to the phones. We've got lots of sound, too. We got Charles Franklin coming up. This may be all I get to today besides talking to Professor Franklin, which is fine. I want to give everybody a shot at it. From the text lines, again, John Hartman from Hubertus. I was talking about, like, let's put a couple of female candidates out there. Let's just force both parties to do that. And he said AOC would be incredibly compelling, except she's a little kooky on a couple of topics. Agreed, John. From the 262, Democrats erroneously presume that interactions will be done with respect when it comes to Republicans. And that is wrong. Yep. Two different standards. This is a really uplifting text from Steady Eddie in the 608. Don't worry, Maggie. Last night was Joe Biden's version of a rope-a-dope. Wait for the rematch in September for the heavyweight championship. That rematch is going to be September 10th, hosted by ABC. Thank you, Calvin. Steady Eddie continues. There were women in the Democratic primaries in 2020. Voters did not choose them. Yeah, that's the problem. Again, if you think the standard that conservatives and independents hold Democrats to be a female Democrat and watch the standard get even higher. Eddie continues, I voted for Hillary Clinton when she ran for president. A majority of Americans voted for her, but it was still not enough. Yup. Eddie says, hang in there, Maggie. Maybe think about running for office yourself. Thanks, Eddie. He says, P.S. Buck stops with Joe Biden, not his handlers. Fair point, sir. Fred from, going down the list here. Want to get all the texters in. 608, when do we get to vote for someone we actually want instead of voting against someone we don't want? I hope soon. I mean, for crying out loud. But sometimes in our adult lives, we have what I call harm reduction choices. It's not a positive. It's not you don't even think there's any value at. It's just the avoidance of harm. And we make a decision because the downside risk of the other option or options is just too gruesome to bear. That's what we've got here. Another texter from the 608. Simple Google search for CJ. 45 combat deaths in Afghanistan alone while Donald Trump was in office. Thank you to the texter. Also from the 608. It saddens me that optics matter more than substance in the world of politics. Or that optics trump substance in the world of politics. Pun intended, I guess. Trump can lie nonstop and not be held accountable. Yeah, that is my total... That is my exact point. By the way, 65 total military deaths while Trump was president. Fred from Cottage Grove, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. What do you have to say? Hey, Fred, are you there from Cottage Grove? You're on the air. We'll go back to Fred. Ken from Madison, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Hello. I want to see Democrats reframe this. A lot of Republicans voted for Trump the first time around, saying that they were really voting for Pence, and that's how they justified their voting for such a horrible person. Well, Kamala Harris is very capable and very strong, and I think Democrats should be putting her out in front more and then having Biden say, hey, look, if I get to a point where I can't be president, I've got a solid VP to take over. What has Trump got?
Yeah, Ken, you get an A+, friend. First of all, you made me feel better, so I really appreciate that. Second of all, again, this is another one of those things where, like, oh, conservatives get to make this argument, like, but Democrats don't or they aren't. Kamala Harris is a hell of a lawyer, hell of an elected official. She was an absolute destroyer of souls on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yeah, I'd put her out there. Of course, you've got the racism problem then. But yes, I would make that argument. Paul from Mosinee, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I am one of the, I guess you would call, MAGA cult.
Okay.
And just calling in, just caught your station for the first time, and just wondering what is the worst thing that you didn't like about what Trump did in 4 years?
The Roe v. Wade decision, Paul. I have less freedoms now than I did the day I was born. Is that okay? Why does someone else's religion get to dictate my healthcare choices?
Well, but it's not about religion. It's about, see, that's what nobody ever talks about is the life of the child.
Okay, so Paul, Paul, hang on. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. There is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception. Agreed?
No, not really.
Okay, what if, just so that you and I can have this discussion, Paul, will you take, for the purposes of this argument, if it is true that there is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception, then what is the justification for an abortion ban? Because it's not science.
Yeah, sure. If that's the case, but
by the way, Paul, that fact is one Google away for you. Just Google, is there a scientific consensus that life begins at birth? And read some of the stuff that comes up from that. You could additionally Google, Paul, and I'm not being facetious in the least here. You could even Google, has the Catholic Church always taught that abortion is wrong? And the answer to that is also no. And so the reason that I'm pushing on these points, Paul, is that if there's not a scientific consensus that life begins at birth, so that abortion bans aren't based on science, then what is the justification for it?
Well, like you said, if you take that as fact, which I don't, is there a scientific consensus on climate change?
Yes. But Paul, I just want to let's work through this rhetorical argument, right? There's no scientific consensus that life begins at conception. Then science is not the basis for an abortion ban. And the only thing that justifies it then is religion. And we live in a country where we fought a war so that we don't get to impose religious beliefs on one another. And that's, sir, a grievous and terrible wrong done all women by Donald Trump. I really appreciate Paul. I really appreciate him having that thought experiment with me. Keep listening, Paul. Keep calling. I'll pick you up every time. I love a good argument. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media.